Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Before Judge Prill in Huron County Circuit Court, Daniel Ayala was found in contempt for failing to appear at a bond hearing on December the 15th of 2020. Daniel stated that he missed the hearing due to personal difficulties, including homelessness and unemployment, which caused him to, quote, panic. The court revoked his bond, ordering him to remain in custody, and his sentencing, previously scheduled for February the 2nd, has been rescheduled to June the 1st of this year at 9 a.m. And another news for today. A jury trial has been scheduled by Judge Prill in Huron County Circuit Court for David Neil King. Mr. King rejected a plea offer and his defense requested the trial. Proceedings are set to begin on Wednesday, July the 8th at 9 a.m. with an anticipated duration of 1 to 2 days. All motions and defense notices must be filed by June the 15th. Proposed jury instructions are due by June the 24th, and Mr. King's bond will continue as it was previously set. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
As a parent, you said you'd never give up the convertible.
Look, the van even has its own backing.
You said you'd never schedule your life around a stuffed animal.
Nobody panic. Bun Bun is still at daycare.
And never put them in harm's way.
I'll be right back, little man. Just gonna pop in the store for diapers.
But never happens. Temperatures as low as 60 degrees can be deadly for children left behind. So always bring them with you every time you park the car. Stop. Look. Lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, in Huron County Circuit Court, John Oris Bryce pled guilty to operating while intoxicated third offense. The plea agreement dismisses a remaining charge and does not include habitual offender status. The charge stems from an incident on December the 29th of 2025 in Lincoln Township in Huron County. Mr. Bryce admitted to consuming beer as well as a mixed drink, stating that it reacted with his medication. A breathalyzer test recorded a blood alcohol content of 0.15. Mr. Bryce acknowledged previous convictions for impaired driving as well in 1984, 1991, 1996, and 2011. Sentencing is scheduled for August the 3rd of 2026 at 9 a.m. A pre-sentence investigation report has been ordered, and Mr. Rice has an application pending with the Thumb Regional Recovery Court, which the prosecution does not object to if he is eligible. His bond of $6,000 with 10% posted remains in effect. And another news for today. In Huron County Circuit Court on Monday, Sean Douglas Nowitzki entered a plea of no contest but mentally ill to strangulation habitual offender third offense. This follows a forensic report from Dr. Carissa Carlson dated April the 21st. The report found Nowitzki mentally ill at the time of the offense but stated that he did not lack the capacity to appreciate his conduct's wrongfulness or conform to the law. Judge Prill accepted the plea, confirming Nowitzki's mental illness at the time of the incident. Counts 2 and 3 against Nowitzki will be dismissed. He faces a maximum prison sentence of 20 years and or a $5,000 fine. Sentencing is scheduled for July the 26th at 9 a.m. Nowitzki's bond continues at $10,000. His prior convictions include fleeing and eluding, resisting an officer in 2019, as well as assault with a dangerous weapon in 2021. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today. Monday, May the 18th of 2026. Marie A. Kozlowski, age 91 of Kindy, passed away on May the 12th of 2026. According to Marie's wishes, cremation has taken place and no services are planned at this time. Arrangements are being handled by the Knobloch Funeral Home of Kindy. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and for a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.